can I do, sweet darling? I don't go away. Looking at you, sweet darling, I know I want to stay. What can I do, sweet darling? In the light of the day, I was rolling home. I was thinking of you, waiting on your own. And I wanted to call, but then something said, oh, no. Even now it's a dream, it's a memory, but I'll never forget what you gave to me. I was lost and alone, but you made me feel okay. What can I do, sweet darling? I
just to interrupt Jerry Rafferty for a second or two. If you've been trying to get in on the phone lines, well, I'm just told by Pina Kenny, our engineer, in fact, it's faulty for the moment, and we should be trying to sort that out a bit later on. But we have got about 10 phone calls or so, so thanks very much to all those people that phoned in. And sorry to anyone that couldn't, but in fact, the phone lines are in fact faulty, so if you haven't been able to get through, that's probably the reason why. Phone in a bit later on, but just remind you that phone line is now closed, so will do no use at all phoning. And the phone line is now closed. A phone in later on. Thank you very much.
And the touch of a hand and the way she said goodbye. What can I do, sweet darling? I don't go away. Looking at you, sweet darling, I know I won't. What can I do, sweet darling?
And a single which wasn't as successful as some that he's done, taken from the album Royal Mile. A great album it is too. On first hearing it sounds disappointing compared to some of the others he's had out. Once you've played it a couple of times you realise it ain't all that bad at all. Anyway, that one's called The Royal Mile, and I noticed before I came out today there was Prince Charles and Lady Diana on the television again, getting married once again, and actually I must be one of the few people in the world that have never seen that wedding, and I certainly wasn't going to stay in and watch it today. Why should I break my record? It's about 10.5 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on a Christmas Day afternoon. Good evening, or good afternoon to you if you just tuned in. This is Radio Eleanor, the sound of the nation, and just remind you, if you were intending to phone us on that phone number, well, the line is now closed due to a fault on it, and will be reopening later on, we hope. Okay, so don't phone in now, but thanks to all those people that did manage to get in despite the fault, and you shall be getting a mention a little bit later on the programme. In the meantime, back to the music now in the form of Ultravox, and a goodie from them. This is one called The Thin Wall.
Thank you.
Socks. I say ultra socks because I got a lot of socks this year for Christmas. I always do though, and I appreciate them actually. People get me socks and they think perhaps that he won't like these, but we'll get him them anyway. But I do appreciate socks. Anyway, Nick James has just come back off the telephone line, having spoken to you all on the telephone, and he's going to say goodbye now.
Yes, goodbye. I'll be back again at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's very good. Very good of him to say anything in my show, actually. People normally stay out of the studio when this show's on. I think it must be something to do with the soap. I think perhaps I ought to start using some. That must be the answer. Played an oldie from the Kinks a little bit earlier on, so I thought I'd play another one now. So I'm getting to like them. This is Lola.
I met her in the club down in Otto Hall, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. Asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la 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 la.
La 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 la.
always get into bands about 10 years too late. Plus the Kinks were creating quite an impression on me just of late, and a single back in time to around about 1970 or 71, that's called Lola. The second one from them today. And in case anybody missed it, there was an article in the Liverpool Echo on Radio Eleanor not so long ago. It was quite a small column. I think it's fair to say that quite a few people might have missed it. It was in fact in Peter Trollope's Music and Entertainment column. And just in case you did miss it, I shall run through it now to give you the benefit of that. So what it was headed Pirates on Duty, and it went as follows. While the rest of us took into Turkey et al. On Christmas Day, spare a thought for the dedicated men behind Radio Eleanor, Merseyside's top pirate radio station. They will be spending the day in a flat on the Wirral making sure that Eleanor keeps on broadcasting through the ether. We feel that it's important that we do actually broadcast on Christmas Day. It gives people an alternative to the usual stodge on television and radio shows. We'll be working right through from Christmas Eve to Boxing Day, said a Radio Eleanor spokesman. So thanks very much to Liverpool Echo for that little plug, and if we've gained just a few listeners through that, well, it'll certainly be worth it. So hopefully a few people have seen that in the Echo, and I've cut it out to add into their scrapbooks, as I have. Right, a few mentions now from the phone-in, which the lines have now closed, if you've been trying to get through, and there is a fault on that line, so apologies for that. First of all, for Paddy and Carolyn of 11 Furleaf Way on the Ford Estate, and also for their kids Joanna and Ian. And it's an extra special mention for Joanne because she is aged one on the 1st of January 1982, so that's a good day to be born on the 1st of the 1st. Also say hello on this one to Howard Rothwell out there in Southport. Thanks for the phone call, Howard. Most kind of you, and as you probably know, I read your letter out just before and have already played a record for you. But to all the aforementioned people, and especially Joanne, who's aged one on the 1st of the 1st, 1982, that's New Year's Day. The next record for you, it comes from the Teardrop Explodes, who also created quite an impression in 1981, and it's a single from them and one which is entitled Treason.
Good guys are